So great to be learning together. Sharei Oraz, Women's Tshuva of the Week. Now this question was posed by one of the women of Sharei Oraz, who was buying clementines today in the store, and it said product of Morocco. Like, okay, that's fine. But then at the register, all of a sudden it came up, Israeli clementines. Uh-huh. And then she was worried, maybe these are Israeli clementines, and that she has to give Trumot to Ma'asrod, and she has to treat it perhaps with Kedushat Shemitah, the holiness of Shemitah, because maybe these were just Israeli clementines, and they put a label of Moroccan so that people would buy it, not be concerned from the Shemitah year. So it's an interesting question. It's an interesting possibility, especially because it did come up on the register, these Israeli clementines. So was it just mislabeled as Moroccan? Do you have to worry about such a thing? So this is a very interesting question. And the first thing you have to determine is, well, what's at stake? Are you dealing with an Isurei D'Oraita and Isurei D'Rabbanan? Is Shemitah today D'Oraita? Is Shemitah today D'Rabbanan? Is rabbinic or biblical? Is Shemot U'Ma'asrot today biblical or rabbinic? Well, Yakut Yosef comes down unequivocally, very clearly, that Shemitah and Shemitah Bizman Hazeh today, Trumot Ma'asrot today, are rabbinic, are only midrabanan, and therefore, since it's only midrabanan, there's much more room to be lenient. You would say safek drabanan lakula. You could be lenient about a rabbinic matter. Now, I would say more than that. You could just say, why do you have to assume the worst? Or it's not the worst. It's good to be Israeli produce. It's beautiful to be Israeli produce. But I don't think you have to assume. I don't think in this case that you have to assume that the product was mislabeled. I mean, even though it did ring up this way. If the label indicates it's Moroccan, I think you can assume that it's Moroccan. I believe so. At the worst, what I told the Sharei Oraz member to do was actually to just in case it actually is Shemitah produce, that just to make sure to eat it and not to waste it, because if it's food for the Shemitah year, and this year, the year after Shemitah, is the year in which the fruit has the holiness of Shemitah, because fruit goes by Chanata, it goes by the year in which it blossomed. So the fruit that blossomed during the Shemitah year is now on the market, both in Israel and if it makes it to America. So if it's Shemitah produce, okay. Then treat it with Kedusha Shvi'id and eat it. Don't waste anything. If you open up a clementine, finish a clementine. Don't waste it. Lo ochla, lo lehefsed. The Shemitah produce, eat it. You don't waste it. I didn't think there was a need for Trumot Ma'asrot. There is Svek Sveka. Maybe it's Moroccan. Even if it's really, it's Shemitah, and it doesn't need to take Trumot Ma'asrot. I think that was the easiest way to go with this very interesting question from an alert congregant at Sharei Oraz, wishing everybody a great week with much bracha and much bryut.